executive. Does the council have any motions at this time?
Chairman, I have a motion. And we have a situation of need in our administrative office. So we had a proposal last Friday with a contract from a gentleman, Lou Brock, proposing this. After further discussion, we believe we have a full-time position available. So I'm going to like to make a motion that we move aside the contract. We want to move aside that one. And we want to bring Lou Brock on as an emergency hire. We want this emergency hire to be further checked for the process with the HR department here on the Hill to ensure that we follow their protocol on hiring and getting someone in for on an emergency basis. I feel the need is very dire. We need to get the website up, which he's proposed to do, and roll. We do have it up, but I think with my experiences with Mr. Brock, we can expedite that process.
Sir, is that all you need in your motion?
Yes.
I need a second.
I'll second with a clarification that we're hiring for the position that Charlie
administrative assistant, sorry, that's budget.
That position and with all the things that go along with that, other than whatever we might have to do about the emergency short term.
I approve of that correction. Thank you, Councilman Crum. Stand with my motion with that correction.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Redcorn with emergency hire. Seconded by Councilman Crum for the executive assistant position that has been vacated since Monday. Is there any other discussion? What? I'd like to call for the question.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilman Boone?
I believe that this goes against our hiring practices, and I question the motivation for the process, so I'm going to have to vote no. It's got nothing to do with personalities. It's got to do with the process, so my vote is no.
Yes, Councilman. So noted.
Councilman Shishawala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
I have one more comment out of executive assistant.
Yes.
I don't wish to do it today, but I'd like to put on the agenda.
Mr. Brock, I'd like you to step up for a moment. I have a couple words for you.
I put on for the agenda for next month that we talk about how we handle our personnel assignments and disciplinary action, and so that we can avoid employees feel like they're in a hostile work environment. We need to address that. We've talked about it, but I believe we need to talk about it more in full for part of the executive of the next session. If I don't say that now,
I'd like to add that to the Friday session.
Is
that all right?
Yes, that's what it should be.
I'd like that put on the agenda.
That we look at developing a policy to deal with those problems.
In executive, and Councilman Crum will be back and forth with that. Mr. Brock,
yes, sir.
You have just been voted in as employment. I sign as your director, and I want to thank you. And let's just work out the details. You talked about an issue that you had to take care of.
Yes,
you and I'll work it out. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you very much.
And all they wanted to do is mean you get together when I get you in there.
After the meeting?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you
so much. Welcome,
Lou.
With that being said, I have a out of executive. We are going to have Councilwoman Irwin call Mr. Fredericks concernment over the Hayes case for an update and options, which he has already had the council review. And you will get back to the council. Anything that he comes up with, just have it sent to all of us.
Okay, I'll probably email him and start the dialogue that way.
Yes, ma'am. That's what the council's wishes
are. And then get it back to you all
executive.
As the emails come back and forth.
everyone immediately. And with that, I'd like to go back to the agenda. Hearing no further questions under old business, I'd like to have Mr. DeLong, Welco. And if I may, I'd like to ask the council, is this lease terminated as of today? The Welco. So we're allowed to do a resolution? I'd like to entertain a motion. We've heard this gentleman tell us everything. He paid way over our fee to nominate this lease, and he won the bids on two leases. I'd like to entertain a motion that we give him that two-year term. Councilwoman Bean.
I make the motion that we gave him a two-year term for these leases that just expired at no, because of all the red tape.
Yes, sir.
A second.
Have a second. Is everyone happy with that? Any more discussion?
Discussion,
please.
I know that he's terminated, his leases are terminated, but I think it's as we worked these earlier deals, we didn't give anything for this free. We worked out some sort of either bonus, you know.
Monetary element.
Right. So I disagree with that non-payment.
Would you take a minimum?
Yes, I'd make a minimum, or I would take a reduced rate at 1 year, 6 months, whatever. If you have everything in place, how long would it take you to get a well drilled?
Well, I'm going to drill another well first on Indian land, so it'll be a while.
I mean, he's been trying to get it done for two years.
My one and fate is, I hate to set a precedent.
I see that.
There's a motion on the floor, Mr. Chairman.
No, we're in discussion. Are you done, sir?
Yes.
Councilwoman, then Councilman.
Oh, I just wanted to say, I don't think this man's, I think he's been diligent about trying to get this done. He just can't seem to get jumped through all the hoops. Over there, you know, with the BIA. She's cost us, we've got lost production here. We need to get our production back up.
Thank you, Councilman Crown, then Councilman Redcorn, and then I'll have Superintendent comment.
I tipped my hand last week on what, that I would go for the deal, so I've never run backward yet on one. So.
Never have.
So I'm still for that. However, I would like to check a little nuts and bolts thing. Did you submit your letter that you were waiving your appeal period?
I did not.
Until you do that, we won't be able to. She won't be able to process it, so you probably need to do that.
Then we'll have to add that addendum to the motion, but that letter has to be in place to enact the resolution for the leases.
For it to take effect right away, otherwise it'd have to be after the whatever it is, 30 or 45 days, or whatever period he has.
Is that all right with the motion and second?
That's fine with me.
Second.
I want to get him out there as soon as possible. He's had enough delay as it is.
Years ago, we used to allow the dozer to get off the trailer and it was good. But these are different days and arcadic times. Any other discussion?
Superintendent,
please.
Thank you. I did ask for my environmental group to do a timeline.
Yes, ma'am.
So that we could actually see exactly how long it took the Bureau. The Form 139 and APD questionnaire was date stamped and received by the Osage Agency on March 5th, 2015. We notified the lessee that the ABB surveyors needed to be done. A site visit conducted by the lessee at the project site was April 24. The ABB presence surveys were not received by the agency until October 29, 2015. The archaeologist did his work November 18. Formal consultation came in November 23. Consultation was completed December 29, 2015. The draft drilling permit was submitted to Lakewood February 5th, and then it was approved, the EA was approved March 2nd. The drilling permits were actually approved April 5th, 2016. Just wanted to let you know.
And do we have a copy of that?
No, you do not. I got this morning.
Will you send us one for the council?
I can prepare a letter
thank
to
you,
this effect, yes.
Councilman.
Yes, thank you for that report. Superintendent, I wanted to ask Mr. DeLong, we had a conversation outside earlier about your perception on the ability to get these leases out quickly. What's your experience previous to a lot of this that's been come on as of recently, and your experience in other areas in Oklahoma that you're currently doing activity?
Well, excuse me for my voice, having trouble talking. If you're regarding or relating to times past, you know, say, I've been coming up drilling wells for about, I think this is my 16th year. When it started, I'd probably say a week to 2 weeks to get a permit. And then it's just gradually gotten worse and worse and worse for us. As far as drilling elsewhere, I am drilling elsewhere in the state. I think what you're referring to, I spoke to you, how I liked coming to the Osage, the way things were done. Mm-hmm. When you could get a lease, you had five people over the bid, but at that point on, everything was wonderful as far as I'm concerned. As long as I take care of my business, I don't get in trouble very often with the BIA. But it's become very difficult to justify, obviously, coming up here. I spent all that money, and it's just absolutely not, I can't get it back. I can't even try to get it back for almost a year and a half that we waited. Now, I wanted to ask the superintendent, what quarter session was that that you had that day on?
May I proceed?
Please.
This was on the northwest quarter of Section 4, 2211. So it looks like, according to the office records, it looks like we didn't receive it until March 5th of 2015. The Beetle study that has to be done, we didn't receive until October 29th, 2015. Of course, everything was done by April 5th. On the Ruth 1, the records reflect that we didn't get the Form 139 and the APD questionnaire until March 5th of 2015. We asked for the sample of the ESPCC plan from the lessee. We got it September 28th. The letter to the lessee sent to by the agency requesting additional information on January 21st. We got the information from the lessee February 4th. We sent the drilling permit February 5th. This is all 2016?
Yes.
The EA was approved February 17th, 2016, and posted. Drilling permit was approved March 23rd, 2016.
Councilman Redcorn.
Thank you for the report. Thank you. Chairman, so we're talking over a little over a year. You heard his comments 2 weeks. That's his previous experience. So that's my thoughts on the delivery, administratively delivery of the United States on effectively or ineffectively pushing through with the environmental aspects. So that's why, number one, I think the Bureau needs to go back to work and try to figure out a process that circumvents all these steps that's been instituted by you all. And we need to eliminate some steps that are not based on federal law and are not based on any of the lawsuits that we've won. Secondly, I want to challenge the Mineral Council again that we ask our attorney to relook at the EIS and that we pull back and we ask that the Bureau quit treating our property, our head right, our mineral estate, in a fashion that's like the Yellowstone National Park or any other publicly owned land, which decisions have been made, and that's why we're hearing of the BLM, we're hearing of all these other acronyms that are not existing in the Osage. Get our attorney back on communication and get that in the MOU. We want to pull back on the EIS. We want to institute ownership of the head right, the Osage Mineral Estate, to the Osage head right holders. Those should be in our memorandum of understanding to the United States.
Thank you, sir. Councilman, I'm being Councilman.
Unless there's more comments on whether we approve this particular action or not, I call a question. If there's one on whether to approve this action.
Well, my question is, I just want to recap here so I make sure I understand it. that you're going to get new leases on these wells because they're getting ready to terminate or have already terminated? Are you going to have to go through this whole process again?
I was told no, but I wish we could hear it again, just so.
No, the leases, the players remain the same.
Thank you, Superintendent.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
No.
Okay.
Now, can I call a question?
Call for a question.
A second.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
That's really good, 2 years ago.
I said I'll be done by one, we're going to be done by one. Yes.
Counselor Yates?
No.
Counselor Boone?
Yes.
Counselor Shishwad?
Yes.
Counselor Crum?
Yes.
Counselor Irwin?
Yes.
Counselor Redcorn?
Yes.
Counselor Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
That's off the two quarter sections that we had in front of us Friday on the agenda. That resolution and the attachment of the release of a 30-day grace period. Thank you very much. Thank you. We'll have that prepared in the morning for you, our resolution. Want to do it this evening?
Thank you, Mr. DeLong. Appreciate your perseverance.
Superintendent.
I do want to say that the permits that have been issued are only good for 2 years. Those are the permits, not the lease.
Thank you. But our resolution does approve the lease for 2 years, so we're in good shape anyway. Thank you, Council. Is there any other discussion? I'd like to go into APAC. What I'd like to ask is that we have a clarification from the Bureau of Indian Affairs over the CFR law on the percentage of the new contract. And that's the concerns of also APAC themselves, which we have discussed. Superintendent, I'd like for you to...
Well, 25 CFR 214 has not changed. It's been the same for a long time.
Okay.
And 214.10 deals with royalty rates. And in there, it talks about 10%. It says royalty rates determined. You know, just a second, I have it here. Right here it is. For substances other than gold, silver, copper, lead, zinc, coal, and asphalt, the lessee shall pay quarterly a royalty of 10% of the value at the nearest shipping point of all ores, metals, and minerals.
Excuse me. And also, we've already done some permitting at that rate.
10%, yes.
And then we would like to ask that you clarify that on all the contracts on behalf of our Osage shareholders, that everyone's on the level playing field. Everyone's got to pay the same. Is that all right with my councilman?
I'd like for, the council's instructed Councilwoman Irwin to communicate with Mr. Fredericks on a different matter. I'd like to add to her tasks that she asked Tom to review this specific regulation and have that provide us comment on how the recent case in August 10th of 2015 where the Osage Mineral Council has and the Osage shareholders have the right to establish value of their reserve, of their asset.
Council, I'd like to entertain a motion. The contract has been out since October 15th. It was negotiated 54 cents. Councilman.
What is your comments on, what's your standing on what you've heard from the superintendent and what's your comments going forward now?
Well, I mean, our legal team has said that the 10% is not represented across the country that way. That in some cases, you know, if you deviate from, if the council says 10%, we'll pay 10%. I guess our question is, what is the fair market rate? I mean, what determines that each quarter or annually, and how are we going to do that?
Let me ask you, couple of questions. How long has AIPAC had that?
We bought it in 2008.
How long did AIPAC have it?
I'm sorry?
How long did Belco have it?
I can't remember exactly.
It's been a very, very long time.
A long time.
Counsel.
As for your question about how you determine what the 10% is of, I guess is what you're asking.
Correct.
In the past, the way we did those things was we were talking about what we were called fair market value, what you were selling it for.
Okay.
So I guess it would be your
average selling price.
Well, or that was a thing I was wondering how the nuts and bolts of how we could talk about. Are you talking about average, or are you going to do it for your different qualities types of material that you're selling? Is it going to be how will your accounting work? Will it be if we pass this? How will your accounting work? Will it be 10% for each one of your prices per ton, or will you be needing something different to make it work? I don't.
Typically, what's done, and when we pay a percentage of ASP or average selling price, that's not uncommon on royalties, and it's a percentage of average selling price. And I prepared for you within the information you have. I think it's page 3. What the average selling price has been since 2010, and how it's progressed and gone up.
Okay.
That's easy for us to produce. And
okay.
Counsel.
Bring it back to where we're at. Do we have a motion on about the 10% at this moment we're working on? I've lost track of what we were doing. If we don't, I will make one.
Chairman, I have a question.
That we make a motion that follow the CFRs and make this be 10% of the market value, just like the CFRs say, but that we allow Mr. Huckabee, I like to think of it as Biff, I didn't want to call you Mr. Biff, Mr. Huckabee to come back, maybe meet with the BIA, figure out the best way to figure that price, you know, the accounting of it. And that we talk about that at a future date on the actual how he goes about doing it. But my motion is that we stick with the CFRs and make 10% of the fair market value, but the actual nuts and bolts of the accounting that we can work out with him to where it's more palatable.
That the superintendent agrees.
Yes, that they work out between the two of them how to do that.
Councilwoman Norman, Councilwoman Redmond.
Part is a second.
Second.
Do you have a second?
I have a second for it.
I have a question.
Open discussion, Councilman Redmond.
Yeah, I think I have a concern. Again, I said on this council, if you don't exercise your sovereignty, you lose it. The Osage head right holders have been given the right to determine the value of their asset. So I find it a little bit troubling that we're still doing the old stuff where the United States is telling us what our value is going to be. So therefore, I'd like to hear back from our attorney on this concept that it's not so much that we're talking about the percentage, because I'm hearing this gentleman agree to it. So, but my question is the superintendent telling the Osage head right holders, and against our case, we won August 10th, 2015, that they're telling us the value of our asset. So I'd like clarification from our attorney on this procedure we just witnessed right here.
I have just one question on how are we going to determine the nearest shipping point? Is that coming out of the board?
Yeah, okay. I would say so.
POS point of sale.
And as to the question about valuing it, did the councilman, we talked about that we needed to sell his rock at a different amount and we get 10% of that. are we going to tell you what amount to, because that's the value.
I think you're missing the point, Councilman Crum. We just witnessed the superintendent telling us exactly how much we're going to get for our asset. And that's exactly against the August 10th, 2015 lawsuit we just won. That we have the sovereign right as Osage head right holders to determine that. I'd like clarification from our attorney on that.
Excuse me. I'd like to finish the sentence. I was asking what, because I was confused when you talked about the value of it rather than the royalty percentage. So if we're, I was confused. I think he's answered it. My motion stands as it was.
And second. Superintendent.
The superintendent utilizes 25 CFR 214 as this is what the regulations say, but it doesn't keep the Minerals Council from asking for more.
Nor will it.
So there you go.
But we just killed. We just dropped that notion on August 10th ruling. So that was kind of the premise of NEGREG. And we found certain areas where it would maybe not be beneficial to the Osage head right holders. So what I'm witnessing is as business as usual, even after our win of August 10th, 2015. And I'm asking that we observe this process just now. And then we ask our attorney for clarification if this is in line with what we have just been awarded last year. And again, I'm saying it is a affront to me as a Native American property owner that we won a lawsuit and then nothing's changed. And so, you know, we have a sovereign right as Osage head right holders to determine that value.
Thank you, Council. Is this under the 5-year contract that we negotiated last?
Yes, I'm sorry, I should have listed that. Actually, it's 1-year permits.
1-year permit.
With review again in 5 years, as it was before. And we'll back up to, well, actually, since we're the ones that held this up by our actions, we won't back up to when it was.
No retroactive.
No retroactive payment.
Is the second okay with that?
Yes.
That whenever this gets filed and put in and signed, that's when it will become 10%, not the months that he tried to get us to deal with it.
Any other questions?
I have a question.
Please.
When the market rate is set, will that be for the entire year? Will it be for the quarter? I mean, when will it change? There's one. And then my other is, I think the council has stated that when we go under this, everyone in the county go under this.
That's
right.
Okay,
thank you.
But let me answer this first one. My intention is that we'll use whatever formula that you decide on what your, if we go to that average and the council agrees that we would use that, assuming this passes, that as that average changed, the it would follow it because that's what it says. So if you raise your rates, you know, and 2 years from now on them, well, then it won't be the same for each. It'll be your average.
It'll change that. Because it depends on what product mix we sell, but yes, typically we try.
I know what you're saying.
Yes, and that's the reason. I know that's complicated. So that's the reason I'm saying that we need to get together on a formula that will work for you. We don't want to spend a whole bunch of time on
that
on,
you develop and they approve.
Right, and well, we don't want to spend a whole bunch of time on accounting for you. We just want to make it as simple. Me at least want to make it as simple as possible for you.
Councilman Redcorn.
The way I've been told that this lease is going to operate from the Bureau, we've just been, why should we worry about that process? Because it's in their hands, as what I'm hearing. and not out of our hands to help determine this. It's all in the United States' hands. There's where I have an issue. We've just handed that over to the United States on the decision-making processes, including how they're going to interpret those areas.
Yes, sir.
So that's my question to Tom Fredericks. We need to investigate that, which is separate from what this gentleman's proving, and he's agreeing to it. So that's a separate issue, but just that we clarify this and we send it to Tom Fredericks.
And I had that review before I signed it.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I believe you misunderstood me. I told him to work that out and then we would approve the process at a later date. So, but in order for him not to be trying to talk to each of us every time, as the Bureau and him.
That's for the resolution.
But we would have to approve whatever accounting system that was done, and that would be next month. So, that's not what I said.
And if you're referring to my misunderstanding, that's not exactly what I said. I'm questioning the council's determination that these methods are established by the Bureau and not ourselves, not even discussed with us.
Yes, sir.
So it's not a question of I didn't misunderstand. I understand fully, and I'm again questioning that our attorney look into the matter.
Yes, sir. And also that we should conclude also for our Osage Headright owners is that this is an actual increase of the last contract that went out in October. Councilman Yates.
Call for the question.
Call for the question, please.
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Churchill?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Muller?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Mr. Huckabee.
Thank
you. We appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
With that, I'd like to ask the council on committee reports. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to make about the 1906 Act. I want to talk about, I'm just going to make a statement here. This bill number ONCA 16-30.
Yes, ma'am.
Really, actually, an invasion of our executive sessions by Osage Nation Congress. I would like to give kudos to the people that voted against it, John Maker, Jimmy Norris, and RJ Walker, who actually were standing up for us. And it's my understanding that John Maker actually spoke. I mean, I have high regards for him because he did speak out
Thank
against
you,
it.
Thank you.
And since then, it's been sent over to the executive, and they vetoed it. So I don't know where it'll be back now, but I do want to say that John Maker, Jimmy Norris, and RJ Walker voted against it, and I appreciate that.
In representing us.
In representing us, yes.
And our shareholders.
And our shareholders.
Thank you. Any other comments?
The Schlocker.
The Schlocker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes. We've been contacted by the North Central Chapter of the National Schlocker Alumni Association. They were wanting us to continue our sponsorship to their National Schlocker Alumni Reunion Powwow. It'll be held Friday, May 27th this year at the First Council Casino Event Center. It's their coming home celebration, and their main focus is to honor the 45th Thunderbird Infantry Division, which a lot of Osage boys have been a member of. So I'd like to make a motion that we continue our sponsorship and to make a donation of $500 to the Schlocker Indian School alumni.
I second.
I have a motion on the floor, Councilman Chitwell, second by Councilwoman Boone. Without further discussion, I'd like to go ahead and request the donation of Schlocker Alumni Association, which is honoring the 45th Division, as we did last year. C395, 500. Isn't that what you just said?
Yeah. For 500, yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Chitwell?
Yes.
Me? Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Muller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
And for the record, they were called the 545th. I'd like like to entertain a motion to adjourn?
I make that motion.
Need a second?
Second.
Second, motion on the floor, Councilman Mullin, second by Councilman Yates. No discussion, call for the question, please.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Brown?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brown?
Yes.
I'd like to close the meeting with wishing my brother a happy birthday wherever you are.